This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Rakel. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the government will move a privileged notice against Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi for making baseless statements and misleading the Lok Sabha during the budget discussion. Talking to newspersons yesterday, Mr. Rijiju said Rahul Gandhi also made useless and false allegations against Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Rijiju noted that on what basis Mr. Gandhi made a serious allegation without giving any notice. He further stated that there are very clear-cut rules of procedure and conduct of business in the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha to substantiate the allegations.
We are going to file a privileged notice against Rahul Gandhi for misleading the House and also making baseless statement. There is a very clear-cut rules of procedure and conduct of business in the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. When a member intends to make serious charges of allegation against another member, then you have to make a notice and also substantiate the allegation.
Earlier, participating in the discussion, Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, said that there is nothing concrete in the Union Budget.
The budget recognizes that we are going into a dangerous time, intensifying geopolitical conflict. Energy and finance are being weaponized all across the world. Dollar is being weaponized, dollar is weakening in value, gold, silver prices are going up. Everybody can see this. There is nothing in the budget about energy and finance weaponization, the intensifying geopolitical conflicts and what we are going to do about it. The budget just reads like any of their budgets.
Seeking to avoid any future unwarranted complication over continuity of certain laws replaced by Industrial Relations Code of 2020, an amendment bill was introduced in the Lok Sabha yesterday. The Industrial Relations Code Amendment Bill 2026 was introduced by Union Minister of Labour and Employment Mansukh Mandavia in the House during 0 hour. According to the statement of objects and reasons of the bill, the Industrial Relations Code 2020 replaces the Trade Unions Act 1926, the Industrial Employment Standing Orders Act 1946 and the Industrial Disputes Act 1947 relating to trade unions, industrial employment and industrial disputes. The Rajya Sabha will resume discussions on the Union Budget 2026-27 today. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is expected to reply to the general debate on Union Budget. Yesterday in the Lok Sabha, she highlighted the robustness of the economy and government's vision for the coming years to accelerate growth. The first phase of the budget session commenced on 28th of January and will continue till tomorrow. After the recess, the second phase will take place from 9th March to 2nd April of this year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday met the Chief Executive Officer of Rolls-Royce, Tufan Ergin Bilgic. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that India welcomes Rolls-Royce's enthusiasm towards scaling up its activities in India and partnering with innovative and dynamic youth of the nation. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, will implement on-screen marking, OSM, for evaluation of Class 12 answer books from this year. However, evaluation of Class 10 answer books will continue in physical mode as before. CBSE examination controller Sanyam Mardwaj said that the board has decided to introduce on-screen marking for the evaluation of Class 12 answer books beginning with 2026 examination in its continuous effort to enhance efficiency and transparency. The board informed that it will organize a live webcast to explain the guidelines for the conduct of examinations and an on-screen marking tomorrow at 11 a.m. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan have paid tribute to Swami Dayanand Saraswati on his birth anniversary in a social media post. President Draupadi Murmu said that Swami Dayanand Saraswati provided invaluable guidance to the entire society as well as to the country's education system. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, hosts India to take on Namibia in a Group A clash at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.